Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lions at 4 and a shot! Score!
Brought to you by the Lindy and Sarah Group. Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta.
We're here with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Join the game on this Tuesday morning. Fresh off that Hawks win over Milwaukee yesterday. Biggest win of the year. Mike Conney, of course, man of many hats, jumps into the program on the waveboard.com hotline. Mike, what up?
Mike.
What's going on, guys? Hugh, is that like grape Kool-Aid you're drinking
there? It's like grape. It's kind of like grape Kool-Aid. It's like water.
Just okay.
Water. Yeah, it's like Crystal Light.
Very
Crystal
purple.
Light. Yes. Yeah, I try to get the gallon in today. As you can see, I haven't touched it yet.
Yes.
So I'm behind
on,
as far as drinking my water. But yes, it's like a Crystal Light, the grape flavor.
Well, I'm intrigued by it, obviously, because I asked you about it.
But well, yeah, he's not drinking the Kool-Aid this morning. I'll tell you that. Because
that is a transition.
That was a pretty good.
That is a great transition.
I got a question for you, yeah. Mike Conti. The Hawks played extremely well last night. So, how much of a cancer was Cam Reddish to this basketball team?
that's aggressive.
That's aggressive.
Yikes. No, I think I would not go that far. Here's the deal. I mean, you are right. There is no doubt. And I thought Travis said it last hour. Starting Friday in Miami, this team has played a lot better. I thought they played well enough to win Friday in Miami. New York, that was a tough situation. Second half of a back-to-back against a rested team. But they played very well again last night. Mm-hmm. The defensive activity has been really good in all three of those games. Is it addition by subtraction? Could be. But it could also be this. You know, your general manager went on the radio, I think, 2 weeks ago and said, yeah, I'm going to make some trades. And I think sometimes the trade deadline can stir up a lot of different emotions in a lot of different players. It can be unsettling. Mm-hmm. It could cause some players to press. Or it could really maybe trigger some players to play at a different level. So I think it's less about Reddish being gone and just a little bit more, Hugh, about the urgency of the situation where the Hawks are losing a substantial amount of ground with each loss they take just to get into the play-in round, let alone make the playoffs. It might be more of a coincidental thing that mm-hmm. Cam Reddish was traded in the midst of all that. But, look, there's no doubt, based on the reporting and based on what Travis told you guys this morning, Cam didn't want to be an Atlanta Hawk anymore. If you have someone in your locker room who doesn't want to be on the team and he goes, sometimes that can turn the emotion around a little bit.
Gotcha. I was kidding, by the way, about being.
Of course you were.
Yeah,
yes.
I was kidding. I didn't think that. But, you know, it's funny how, you know, when things like this happen, reports are out, you know, and things, you know, reporters report stuff that, well, he wasn't happy, he was a malcontent and all this other stuff. So I just was, you know, being fun.
Cam's a nice player. I think he's going to be a nice player for the New York Knicks. Just sometimes you run into numbers problems, and the Hawks have a ton of wings right now, and DeAndre Hunter has come back, and he's played incredibly well. Quite frankly, in this situation with DeAndre Hunter playing, Cam Reddish was going to see his minutes decline. You're going to play Hunter over Reddish, I think. So he was going to see his minutes decline, and it ended up being probably a win-win for Reddish and for the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks got a first-round draft pick. Reddish goes to a place where once he gets healthy, he'll probably be able to play.
And Travis Link also said, Mike Conney, that, you know, hey, listen, teams would rather have a first-round pick than Cam Reddish kind of thing. So, I mean, he certainly indicated that he is not done when it comes to trades.
Yeah, I mean, it's an asset. It's another chip that he's going to have when he tries to assemble a deal that could change the trajectory of this season. And I agree with you, John. I don't think Travis is done. I would imagine that he's probably still looking at ways where he can make this team better. you know, we're celebrating what the Hawks did last night. It was a good win. It was a very good effort. It was a well-played game against the defending world champions. I don't want to downplay what the Hawks accomplished last night at all. But the reality is they're still, what, six or seven games under 500 right now? They're still four-ish games below the play-in line. They still need to make, in my opinion, a pretty big move to get back into the thick of things. So having that first-round draft pick, now the Hawks have two first-round draft picks that they could potentially package with maybe a player or two. They have an open roster spot now as a result of the Reddish trade because they were able to get Solomon Hill up to New York as well. So, you know, the way that Travis has kind of managed this roster over the last few years, he's wanted to have some flexibility so he can be a player every year when we get to the trade deadline, and he's done so again this year. He can be a player now because he has that second first-round pick.
Well, here are the numbers for the Atlanta Hawks. A great win yesterday. I mentioned that Hugh is, you know, not drinking the Kool-Aid, and really neither am I this morning. We are asking on our Twitter at 929 the game, how do you view the Hawks win over the Bucks last night? Here we go, or hold your horses. We both said hold your horses. Mike, how would you vote there?
Yeah, I think it's too early to say. I mean, again, I look at it more in the context of what they've done over the last three games. And, you know, it's the NBA. You aren't about moral victories, but the Hawks really did play well enough to win at Miami on Friday. Had they won that game, I think then we're probably having a different discussion today. Now, look, the Hawks, they play Minnesota Wednesday at home. That'll be a tough game. Minnesota's kind of right in the same spot as the Hawks right now. They're a talented roster that's trying to scuffle their way into the playoffs. Then they host Miami on Friday. Hawks know that they can hang right with Miami, punch for punch, as they did last Friday down in Miami. Then they go to Charlotte, a team that scores a ton of points, but a team that isn't very good defensively. Then they host Sacramento, again, a team that scores a lot of points but doesn't play very well defensively, and a team that you beat in Sacramento. So I think what I'm telling you, John, is ask me next week. You know, if the Hawks go and they win their next three games against Minnesota, Miami, and Charlotte, we're here next Monday morning and the Hawks are on a four-game winning streak, then I think we'll know. You know, it felt like going into last weekend that the Hawks were entering the decisive stretch of their season where by the end of this calendar week, we would know, okay, do they really have to be aggressive in the trade market and make some big-time changes, or can they roll with what they've got and just kind of hope that they can gradually climb the hill? I think by the end of this week, we'll have a more clear picture of that.
Yeah, to that point, Mike Conney, you know, last year it was and I don't mean this disparagingly by any means, but last year, you know, you saw the moves that they made. Now we're talking about something that would be a far bigger move, and it's not going to be a Lou Williams for Rondo kind of thing. Do you get a sense that it's going to be I'm not asking you about individuals. I'm using individuals as an example for the question. It's going to be a Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, big idea, Karl Anthony Towns, or is it going to be more on, for lack of a better term, on the margins?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that yet. I think so much of that depends on who's going to be available and who will be the sellers at the trade deadline. Like, I think the Indiana Pacers could potentially be a seller at the trade deadline. The Sacramento Kings could be a seller at the trade deadline. The Houston Rockets could be a seller at the trade deadline. So you dig into those rosters, and then you try to pick out the impactful players that you might be able to get and impactful players that are on contracts that can fit into what the Hawks are doing right now. I think it's more complicated than just saying, yeah, the Hawks are going to try to find a big name. Like, I think in general, and I know this is kind of a, you know, an easy answer, but I just think in general, Travis Schlenk's going to find the best attainable player to try to fix this team's multitude of issues. It might be that some of the names you threw out there, John, are just simply not attainable.
Right. Understood.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of soccer. You want to talk about a little bit of soccer?
Let's do it. Training camp starts today.
Yeah, and they had the draft last week. Anything you need to know about the draft? Anything exciting?
You know, I think the draft picks, they'll all come into training camp. They'll get a chance to compete. But Atlanta United has 31 players on their roster right now.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a little bit of a logjam to try to get some of those players into the first team. I know their second-round pick out of Air Force, there's a chance that he might not be able to come over full-time because he still has some academic commitments. So, you know, it was a good draft. I think Atlanta United probably took the best available player at each spot that they were drafting in. 19th overall. I do like Erickson Tenno out of the University of Pacific. But Today it starts training camp, and this is really the start of the 40-day countdown to the start of the regular season. And Atlanta United's roster is mostly complete, but they still have a couple things that they're going to try to address between now and the start of the season. But before you know it, in the blink of an eye, we're going to be previewing that SKC match in a couple weeks at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So a lot of work needs to be done. I think the continuity of having Gonzalo Pineda now for a full training camp, not coming in mid-year, is going to do wonders for this team over the next few weeks.
And we're talking with Mike Conney, of course, play-by-play voice of Atlanta United. Darren Eales is the most cryptic person tweeter I've ever seen. So he gets another cryptic tweet out yesterday. Any idea what that one means?
Well, yeah, they converted Ronald Hernandez into a permanent transfer. I have no idea what the riddle meant how it meant Ronald Hernandez. but that's actually something that Carlos Bocanegra kind of spilled the beans on last week. So that was not really a big surprise. There are some reports out there, as you know, John, about Eric Lopez potentially being loaned to Banfield. That used to be Eric Rometty's club in Argentina. If that goes down, then Atlanta United really still needs to find a backup forward. And that's something that Carlos and Darren have both talked about, that they're trying to identify and bring in a backup forward, someone who could back up Joseph Martinez. That's still kind of an unaddressed priority at this point. There are also some reports about Barco potentially being loaned to a couple different clubs in Brazil. I would just say to that Atlanta United has more leverage when it comes to Barco, because Barco is under contract right now. And I think there's been some confusion that Atlanta United, according to some, they would not be able to bring in Thiago Almada and be able to keep Ezequiel Barco. And that's not necessarily the case. There are some roster mechanisms that Atlanta United could use to get them both in here. But those are two of the big storylines that I think we're going to be watching this week, especially when it comes to Barco, because the transfer window in Europe is going to be closing pretty soon. I would imagine some teams over there are probably going to get desperate, and maybe Atlanta United gets an offer that they can't refuse on him.
So as we sit 40 days away, what do you, Mike Conney, view as the strength of this team coming into the season and as the area of most in need of attention?
Yeah, I mean, I think the spine of Atlanta United's team is in really good shape. The center, well, starting with the goalkeeper, Brad Guzan, who had a really phenomenal, I think, underrated year last year, where he was second in the league in save percentage. Then your center backs, Miles Robinson, maybe the best American-born center back in the player pool right now. Alan Franco steadily improved as the season went on, and you have George Campbell kind of in the mix, too, to provide cover. You're holding midfielder Santiago Sosa. You hope he comes back in good shape from his sports hernia surgery. Feels like he will. So the spine of your team starting from the back feels pretty solid. Obviously, you have Joseph up top. Hopefully, he has a setback-free offseason, and he comes in fully fit and ready to go. And then, you look at your central attacking midfielder, and that could be a couple different players, but it could be Marcelino Moreno, it could be Ezequiel Barco, could be Emerson Hyneman, who's coming back from injury as well. You just feel very solid with the spine of the team right now. There are going to be some questions. If George Bello was sold, Andrew Gutman would probably then come in at left wing back. He had a good year last year for New York Red Bulls, but we're not as familiar with him here in Atlanta. Brooks Lennon, you feel like the right wing back situation settled. Mateus Hozatu is going to be a part of that midfield I mentioned. You feel good with your attacking wingers. If it's Barco or Almada on the left, if it's Araújo on the right, Jurgen Damm will be in that mix as well. Like I think Atlanta United's roster is solid. I think the fact that they have a coach that they've built some chemistry and continuity with, that is a good thing. What concerns me is that a lot of other teams in Major League Soccer also got better in the offseason. And this is a tough league to sustain success in because of the salary cap and because of the parity in this league, especially so in the Eastern Conference. So Atlanta United is set up well, but I think a lot of the teams that they're going to be playing this year are pretty good as well.
Well, Mike, we look forward to it. Again, camp starts today, so Atlanta United knocking on the door here, and hopefully we get some good news here and on all fronts. And now all we have to do is get those baseball people to start talking to each other and get.
Don't get me started on that.
I know.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough one.
Thanks, Mike. Do appreciate it.
See you guys.
You're the man, Mike.
Mike Conney joining us this morning as we talk a little bit about the Hawks and United. Harry Douglas, executive chef, world traveler, author, movie star, TV star, whatever else he does. His thoughts on the NFL playoffs and more next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Hugh Douglas, 10 years in the NFL, 3-time All-Pro. John Fricke just hanging around here. You with Harry Douglas, also former NFL star, Falcons star. As we get now down to 8 teams remaining in the NFL playoffs. Harry, what up?
Kimfo!
How y'all doing? Because, man, good to hear you. You too, John.
Hey, man, you've been all over the place, man. I know you've been busy. You've been real busy.
Yeah.
Kimfo, I got to ask you this question, man, because this has been on my mind. And I know you watch all the games.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jalen Hurts the right quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You know what? We can come back to that one because that's one, you know, I can see because this is a tough one.
Because listen, Hugh, because I'll tell you, looking at that game this weekend, and he had ample opportunities to make throws.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something that has hindered a lot of these young quarterbacks coming to the league, and that's throwing with anticipation. Throwing without having to see guys open. That's what the NFL is about. You've seen Jalen Hurts one time. He had an opportunity to hit Watkins coming across the field on the post route. The half field safety on the boundary side to the right side of the field took the tight end as well as the flat defender on that side.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a clean pocket and let that ball go, and he didn't. He also still could have threw the out route to the tight end. But then you see the double move by Devontae Smith. He threw that late. Granted, he got flushed a little bit out of the pocket, but flip your hips and drive that ball, and it's a touchdown. It's little things like that. There's other instances where he's holding the football too long, trying to see guys open versus anticipating things happening. So I seen the same thing from Kyler Murray last night. So those guys got to start throwing with anticipation.
Yeah, it's a hard thing to learn. You know, you have to have
– That's a lot of trust, though, Kenfolk,
yeah,
with
lot
your
of trust,
receiver.
I mean
– That's a lot of trust.
I mean, as a receiver, because you played the position – Harry, let me ask you that from your point of view here. As a receiver, you know, how much, you know, is it on the receiver to have the faith that you know that when you're going – with your back turned to the quarterback, that when you make your break, the ball's going to be there?
Well, I'll tell you, last night, And in that Eagles game, I started to see receivers look up at the sky. The body language started to tell you, like, damn, here we go again. I can tell you that. But the receivers, they have to trust the quarterback. The quarterback has to trust the receiver. But throwing with anticipation is easier said than done. If you haven't worked on that consistently on a consistent basis, then you're not going to do it. And that's what we see transpire. But it has to be trust on both ends, from the receiver standpoint and from the quarterback standpoint.
Harry Douglas, former Falcons star, of course, also former Tennessee Titan. And I was saying to Hugh earlier, now that the Titans get ready for their debut game here in the playoffs against a red-hot Joe Burrow, that I have consistently undersold the Titans. What is the expectation in Nashville of this team right now as the number one seed?
The expectation overall for the season is to win a Super Bowl. And I think they have the roster to do so. You look at them defensively, I don't think anybody can get more pressure on the quarterback with their front four more so than anybody. You look at Jeffrey Simmons. You look at Tart. You look at Denico Autry. And then you have Bud Dupree coming off the edge. You have Harold Landry III. They're three or four deep, maybe five deep at the linebacker position, where their two backups can start probably anywhere else in the National Football League. So, and then you look at the secondary, you got Hooker, and then you got Kevin Byard, first-team All-American, AP All-American. I don't think it's AP. I think it's this first-team. I'm talking about All-Pro. Jeez, I'm talking about college. First-team All-Pro, a guy who's very, very smart that I had the luxury of playing with. And he's a ball hawk. He's intelligent. And one of the things I love about Kevin Byard is that when I was there with him, those guys used to be in on Mondays and Tuesdays, seeing with the DB, seeing what they can do to get better. We had a lot of us in there, but KB was young then. KB was young, learning those principles from Logan Ryan, and now he's presenting those same principles to the young guys that he has in the secondary, and it's paying huge dividends. I like Janoris Jackrabbit Jenkins. They had the young cat, Christian Fulton, who's coming on, who won that championship at LSU. But then you flip over to the offensive side of the ball. This is the first time in a while I think this offensive line is going to be healthy. You have Derrick Henry coming back. You have Julio healthy. Not to mention, I think, one of the main pieces on the offense, A.J. Brown. Having those pieces and all those guys be healthy, they're dangerous. Ryan Tannehill just has to do his part.
You know, I was about to ask you, because we were talking about it earlier this morning, how much of a dosage do you think that they're going to get of Derrick Henry this weekend? Since he's been, you know, recovering, he's healthy now. How much you think we're going to see him this weekend?
I think it's more of a fill-out game, right? You put him in, you see how he's doing, you see how he responds, his foot responds, and you fill him out, right? If he's on that train and you keep him in, if you feel like you have to play him a certain amount of plays, then you do that. But it's up to the training staff, and I tell you this, if there's one person I know works hard as hell, it's Derrick Henry. Works harder than everybody I've ever known.
Harry Douglas, NFL analyst, former Falcons and Titans star, joining us on the WayForward.com hotline. Just because you brought it up, you mentioned on the subject of the Titans and their offensive line getting healthy, there are some fans of the Falcons that are starting to look at free agency and wondering if you can go out and make one big move in free agency, one big move, where you can get a star player to come in. Would that big move be because of his ties to the Titans, Arthur Smith's ties to the Titans, and because of his need at the position? Would that one big move be Ben Jones, the center of the Titans?
I wouldn't put it past anybody. Ben Jones is one of the best teammates I've ever had, man. He's fun. He's very, very smart. He's physical. He understands the game. And I can definitely see Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot trying to go out there and get Ben Jones, because the center position is so important to your offensive line, because they make a lot of the calls, they do a lot of things. But you see guys like Vita Vea, right, making noise in the NFL. Then you see guys like Tennessee Jeffrey Simmons. You see Cam Hayward. Those guys doing a lot of great things. Aaron Donald. You need somebody at that center position who can hold up and withstand the pushing of these athletic D tackles and D linemen. And I think Ben Jones is a top candidate for the Atlanta Falcons to bring in at that center position.
I'm with it. I'm okay with that. Because like we were talking about earlier, Harry, you know, everybody's talking about upgrading this offensive line. And they're talking about doing it through the draft. And I'm like, nah, we've already been that route before. Let's go out and get some seasoned guys. Let's go get some of them pots that's already got that seasoning on it, if you want to make this offensive line better. Let's put all them young cats on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, and then you look at a guy like Ben Jones. He played at the University of Georgia. Listen, Ben, before every game, no matter what the temperature is, he walks up and down the football field barefoot. That lets you know right there what kind of cat he is, man.
Yeah, special. We call them folks special, Ken Folk. He a little special.
But I'm gonna throw a little sauce on it with y'all with Ben Jones. Ben Jones used to kick it with us. Ben Jones used to kick it with us. Y'all put two and two together. Ben Hold Jones up. Used to now, kick it with us.
You mean now. When you say us, you mean the receivers, the receiver core.
The receivers, the D line. When we was out there playing Boure, Ben Jones, hey, Harry D, we getting Boure started, baby? Country boy too.
Hold up, cuz you play you break your bread like that with the Boure game?
No. See, we used to play we didn't play a lot of money. We used to play for camaraderie and just to be around each other. We used to only pay like $20 and stuff like that.
Okay.
It wasn't like that. You stop that.
Hey, no.
I'm just speaking towards a teammate that Ben Jones is that he doesn't think he's better than anybody. He's going to hang out with any and everybody in the locker room, no matter their background. He's just one of the guys, and he's fun to be around, and he's lovable. Listen, I miss Ben Jones. I miss him. I miss that little country set. Harry D, what we got going on today, Harry D?
No, my bag about the Boure, Ken Folk, but you gave me flashbacks. I remember some of the Boure games on those Eagle planes. Good googly. Boy, they get A. And if you lose, boy, hey, it was bad. So, yeah, I that's one game that I never partook in. I couldn't do it. Could not do it.
Harry, one final question. I want to kind of circle back to the playoffs for this weekend, what we saw here. You think Mike McCarthy could get fired for what happened in Dallas?
Yeah, that's a possibility. And I don't think it's just a thing that happened to transpire this weekend in the playoffs. You look at all the mishaps throughout this season. I think if the playoff game would have just been won, the first or the second thing, Mike McCarthy would be all right. But the fact that you had things on a consistent basis lead up to this, so I think that's what possibly – and then you have the two coordinators. You have Dan Quinn, you have Kellen Moore. They're getting interviewed. Jerry Jones might be frightened that those guys may be let go. You've seen the energy and the difference between that defense with Dan Quinn moved over there. So he might not want to lose those two guys. So it might force Jerry Jones' hand.
Yeah, it might. It's interesting, that's for sure. All right, we got wild card weekend in the books. Now we got the divisional round coming up here, and we'll stand by for news this weekend in the NFL. And yeah, it's interesting to me, guys. I am kind of, you know, somebody mentioned Ben Jones, and I went, yeah, you know what? That's the guy I hope the Falcons target, because it just makes a lot of sense for them to solidify that center position, bring Ben Jones back to Georgia, and to do it through free agency. So that's where I'm at.
I like it.
Yeah, I do too. Harry, as well, appreciate it, bub.
Have a good one, Ken Folk.
No problem, fellas.
Harry Douglas, former Falcons and Titans star, is his team. Number one seed, his old team in Tennessee. Number one seed taking on Cincinnati Bengals in Nashville this weekend. Andy and Randy, top of the hour, all ahead on a busy Tuesday on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 in the game. Things I learn about my guys, my teammates here.
What you learn?
Well, let's see. From Oren, I learned that he's more popular than Aaron Murray. From
in Athens, for that matter. In
Athens, yeah, on top of that, right? From Abe, I learned.
My town now.
That he is partaking in dry January.
What'd that mean?
He's not drinking. He's at a race.
You know that?
I haven't had a drink since New Year's Eve.
When he said dry J, I thought I was somewhere
Hugh
else.
Hugh Douglas.
I'm probably also doing that, whatever you're headed towards.
Hugh Douglas. What, women weak in the knees, Hugh Douglas? Is that what you're saying, bro?
No, I'm just saying, dry J, why would you do yourself like that, buddy?
No, so, you know, Bunky and I are training, and my sister as well, for a trail race.
Did Bunky stop drinking?
Well, I don't know. Probably not. But we're training for an 11.5-mile trail race in early February. So I decided I'm going to get as healthy as I can. So
I respect
I did,
that.
I went all out New Year's Eve, and I haven't had a drop since. And
are you proud of yourself for that?
I can't wait to run the race and go back to my local bar. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, you know, it's going to hit a little different since you have not been drinking in a while. So it's going to probably hit you a little
different.
I'll
try and take it slow, and then I'll probably forget about that by 9, and then hammers away.
Not mad at you for that.
And from Hugh, I learned that Hugh Douglas either has never been or wants to or go or both when it comes to, like, a rodeo.
Man, listen, I was talking to Abe this morning, and he was telling me that what I'm seeing that's happening on Yellowstone is not actual rodeo events. And I found out what it's called because, you know, like in the show, John, where they do the thing where they make the horse run real fast and they stop it, that's called reining. It's called reining, and it's like an equestrian event where they make the horse run real fast and then he slides. And then the other one where they have the cattle and they mirror the cattle on the back of the horse. Like the stuff, like some of the stuff, because I guess in this fourth season of Yellowstone, they really got into actually what it is to be a cowboy. And that was really one of those things that I'm just like, wow, like that's a real whole lifestyle like that they live.
Well, they brought the real cowboys in. Those guys are the real
guys. Yeah, wasn't they? Jake Ream.
Yeah, those are the real guys.
It was like Buster Welch.
Don't spoil it. I just started watching the first episode.
No, I'm not. That's not going to spoil it for you because you couldn't pick Jake Ream out of a police lineup.
The show is
he was wearing the name tag. Said, my name is Jake Ream.
Yeah, that's it.
Beth
that's the only reason.
The nastiest woman on television.
Oh yeah. The
oh, from the first episode. Oh girl. She was.
What's her name? Beth.
Will he have his hat on in this lineup?
Will he have his hat? No, they all wear hats.
Oh, they all. Okay.
Yeah, they all.
I have a good chance. Like, he's the only. If you like got three guys in baseball caps and he's rocking the cowboy hat.
No, let me tell you.
That lady says some mean stuff in that first episode.
The cowboys, like there are certain ways that they look, and like they talk about real cowboy stuff. Like some of the stuff they're doing. Like I was reading about the wiki of the show. They got a couple like real live cowboys that are actually on the show that became actors, and Jake Ream is one of them.
So those guys are tough. A lot of them become stuntmen, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be surprised how many scenes they don't CGI still.
Yeah.
And so you need guys who can really ride.
And then they were talking about roping and
so
and doing
that now we're getting into rodeo stuff here.
Yeah.
Because I've been to quite a fair share of my rodeos. There's a couple of events like you definitely want to see. You want to see roping and calf wrestling, which, maybe Pete is all up on that and stop doing that. But, you want to see, obviously, bull riding is one, but they also have, like, bareback horse or saddled horse bucking.
Bareback.
Yes, that's right.
Your mind, the segment Hugh Douglas has gone several different directions.
They have team roping, Hugh?
No, I saw
someone's got to rope the front, someone's got to rope the back.
You've never been to a rodeo?
No, not like that. Like, see, but when I say rodeo, I'm talking about, like, going to, like, Texas. I remember, like, my cousins. When they went to rodeos, it was like an all-day event. Like, they had the bell racing. They had everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, usually, you get the
big buffet.
Like, yeah, all
of
that, man.
Buffet.
I want to do all of that.
I've been a number of times.
I'm trying to talk him, John, into going up to Cody, Wyoming.
Yeah, well, you want to go to Calgary Stampede. You want to go to Cody. You want to go to Fort Worth. Those
What's
are the,
big
one
ones. That's in San Antonio? Is that like is that rodeo too, or is that something else? The one
no, there's a
that
big
the
rodeo
Spurs would always take the road trip for.
Yep, that's a big rodeo.
Is that rodeo or is that a circus?
Here it's the circus. It was the circus here. The circus. Does the circus even exist anymore?
Somebody was telling me yesterday that they have a
Cirque du Soleil does.
They have the what we say the gas. What is it at?
You're talking about Gas South Arena.
Gas South Arena. They had the rodeo this weekend.
They have bull riding.
Yeah, that's
which
a little
is
different.
Yeah, I sat on a Brahma bull once. Just sat in the stall. I sat on the television.
Dwayne Johnson over here.
No. One of the real ones. Scared the living. How those guys do that on those Brahma bulls? I mean, the power in that animal. Oh man! All I did was sit on him in the cage. They didn't open the door. I was like, don't you dare open the door.
Did it start bucking while you were on top of it?
Yeah.
John?
Mm-hmm.
They kick and move inside the gate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're like, nah.
You cannot believe you feel so tidy. You're like, wow.
Yeah, those cats
talk about getting
that,
lemon booty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
on top of a bull.
Yeah, I did it for TV actually, interestingly enough, the TV that I did it was the day of that snowstorm in 93, March 13th, 1993. The rodeo was in town. I was doing a thing, sat on the Brahma bull, and then it snowed that night, 18 inches, and there was no rodeo. Have you ever been to a rodeo? Hold on.
18 inches?
Yeah, it was 3 feet that
24.
Weekend. It was 3
Actually,
feet that
24
weekend.
Where I
don't
was.
Remember that much.
Oh,
snow.
It was the. That,
oh, yeah.
That was the. So I like to. I remember
we
that
had to walk to a
reason.
Denny's. I remember that. We lost power
right, here,
for 3 days.
Send
all that. I don't remember that much snow.
You know
though.
What was famous about locally about that
got
weekend, 20, John?
Got 2 feet in Chattanooga.
We had to park up the because my dad's house is very hilly leading up to it because of the snow and ice. We couldn't drive all the way in.
Georgia Tech won the ACC basketball championship that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
With Travis Best and James Forrest and all those guys. They won the. So that's the one thing I remember about that snowstorm. It was the ACC basketball championship weekend, and they won it up there in Greensboro.
Yep. Yeah. That was 1993. Yeah. Right.
We went sledding.
And they lost to
we
Southern in the first round of the tournament.
That week, but that wasn't a muddy hill type of we had a real.
Yeah, that muddy hill, that was embarrassing.
We had a real sled.
If you were out there sledding on that muddy hill this weekend, you need to.
I think I have a photo of being in that snowstorm somewhere. Too,
I do right now. Matter of fact, I'm sending it to you guys. I already posted it.
Now, let me ask you, because, John, you could probably answer this too, but Hugh, like, we had an old school sled. Like an old, it's like my dad's sled.
With runners, the red.
So we had with, like metal track runners. Yeah. And now people have just like a plastic.
These trash cans,
yeah, like a lid.
Like that would probably work. That would work on a muddy hill.
Yes, it would.
If it's there's enough moisture to make it muddy, you could still slide on it. We wouldn't have been able to slide with like our track runner. We did it on the road,
but you
like
know,
just on the street.
But you know what's funny? Like seeing the person that was sliding out there in his good clothes in the mud. Like
he rolled, bruh.
You just ruined your clothes. That mud ain't coming out.
And got up. Triumphant,
yeah, like you did something. If that
you
was
just
if,
rolled your ass down a dirty hill, man.
Yeah, if that was my mom, she would have slapped you across the lips and be like, "What the hell wrong?"
Yeah,
with
but
you
wait a second, you, wait, hang on here, Hugh.
You know what?
I mean,
he has somebody that loves
wait
him
a second,
at home.
Hugh,
doesn't
Hugh,
love him
I mean, you never took a cardboard box, flattened it out, and got in the summertime now, and went down the hill on a cardboard box.
This
in
some
summer.
Little League World Series nonsense.
Well,
we
used to take little kids big wheels and go on the big hill.
Wait.
We talking about drifting down a muddy hill?
No. You would steal kids big wheels. Hugh Douglas?
Did I say steal?
You said take
you said
little kids'
take.
Big wheels.
That's different than steal.
Did you give them back when you were done?
No, because usually, like, you
they
know,
were all
it was wrecked. It was
when you go down a hill on a big wheel doing about, feel like, what's 100 miles an hour, it ain't, and you're too big for the big wheel. They ain't never the same.
There's some little boys like, oh, them big kids coming back and can go steal my big wheel.
Man,
speaking of being.
We should commandeer some big wheels back.
The handlebars all jacked up.
Yeah, all of that.
Speaking of being too big for things. Hugh Douglas, at rodeos out west, they have kids that at some point during the rodeo, they have like a little intermission. They let kids from the audience come down and like chase a.
Calf?
Sometimes it's a calf. Sometimes it's a pig. They like maybe tie something to its tail, and you have to get the rib in or something.
Do they slaughter it when they catch it?
I would pay
probably barbecue.
Some Lord of the Flies.
I'll
type
buy
stuff.
You one of these Nike shoe things if you get out there.
Hey, why are you playing? I'm on the app right now.
Why? It's going to end in failure.
Waiting.
It's going to end two ways.
It's a shoe drop.
You know how it's
going
to end?
Now,
it's going to end two ways. One, you're not going to get the shoe, and two, you're not going to answer the group call after the show.
No, I'm going to answer the call because
just on the second attempt.
No, because it's 9:51. The shoe drop is at. Probably 9:59. So we're going to be on the call by what, 10:10? So I'll be okay. But I'm trying to get these Air Jordan Mid ones.
Can you fix the other ones?
What do you mean?
The other shoes.
We're doing
–
Oh,
you mean the ones I printed? I don't know, John. I had to reach out because you know what the problem is? I have a bunch of old shoes in my closet that I've never worn. Mm-hmm. And I did not know that the way that they made the shoes back in the day, they don't hold up over the test of time. So I got to take them somewhere and see if they can fix them. If not, no big deal.
I got some over-unders coming for you guys tomorrow. Do we want to set a quick over-under on the chance that Hugh gets this shoe today?
Oh, it's definitely going to be under. 8%.
I'll take the over.
8%.
I'll take the over.
No, under. I don't know.
Hey, listen.
Absolutely
I'm taking the over.
Under.
You're going over 8% chance he gets this shoe.
As yes. I'm looking at under. My phone right now as we speak.
You already pending?
And I it just says I'm at the notify me. Because what happens is this. It's constantly refreshing. So what I'm going
to
do, I have two apps.
To the next page, you say place in line 14,800.
It don't even tell you. It just lets you put it in. Like, everything is already in. All I got to do is push the button. And if I get them, I get them. If I don't, man, it'll say better luck next time.
You ain't getting a shoe.
If under I do, you know I'm going to post it. Probably not going to happen, though.
I like how you kind of made that request out in the ethosphere, too, Hugh Douglas, just in case if there's a hookup man listening. You know, hey,
yeah, but
I need
but
these
you know,
shoes.
I can't get them, but nobody's going to give them to you for what they're retailing for. They're gonna, yeah,
maybe catch somebody on a good day.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, hopefully. It's going to brick. Yeah, you're going to brick on that. Yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
We all understand.
But you
that.
Know what, though, John? Shooters mm-hmm. shoot. And I'm going to keep shooting.
Oh, by the way, shout out to Randy McMichael. I don't know if he's on the show today, but Randy. Shout out to Randy. Good news coming from the midday show probably here this morning. So listen for that.
All right. And speaking of that, Andy Randy coming up next. Everybody have a safe and wonderful day. Peace.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.